It was time to let Kelsey know about Joshua. Her father brought the invitation, but the decision was hers alone. Joshua waited, continents away, to hear Kelsey's reply. This story continues from Chapter 3 of In Search of a Helpmeet.
Let's tell Kelsey. After only 3 weeks, Danny surprised me by stating that he felt that this was of the Lord and that we should tell Kelsey about it. How would you like to tell her? He asked. Since I was still in Thailand, my options were limited. Ultimately, we decided that I should write an introductory letter. Danny and his wife Cindy would print it on parchment paper, tie it up with a burgundy ribbon, and present it to Kelsey. I believe, at the time, there were those who, upon hearing our story, worried that Danny and I were concocting an arranged marriage in which Kelsey had no say. Nothing could be further from the truth. As her father, Danny was merely doing what any wise father should do, protecting his daughter from potentially harmful relationships and doing all he could to find for her the man who would become her lifelong companion. That said, it was understood from the beginning that Kelsey had veto power. I had proposed a courtship, Danny had approved, but the final decision would be Kelsey's. At the time all this was transpiring, Kelsey was away teaching at a girls' retreat. Her parents had made their preparation in her absence, and on the day she returned, Danny suggested that the family go on an after-dinner stroll in a local park. As Kelsey's younger brother entertained himself by tossing stones into a nearby pond, she and her parents chatted. "Kelsey, I have a new foreign language that I think you should learn," Danny remarked. "Really?" asked Kelsey, intrigued. In the Powell family, this was not an unusual request. Congruent with her desire to work in foreign missions, Kelsey had mastered Spanish and conversational Chinese, and had lately been studying French. Danny continued, "Yes, I think you might be interested in learning Ukrainian." With that, he handed her a small, worn paperback Ukrainian phrasebook. Opening it, she immediately noticed a name pinned inside the front cover, Joshua Steele. The beginning. I am told that most young ladies receive a pleasant sort of shock when they learn of a secret admirer. Kelsey was no exception. She, too, had experienced some disappointments before meeting me and had wondered if a man of godly character would ever pursue her. Now, as her father handed over the rolled parchment, she loosened the ribbon and read my invitation. "Dear Kelsey, although you do not know me, I have been corresponding with your parents for the past month or so in regards to a possible courtship with you. I have really enjoyed getting to know them, and in a way, getting to know you through them. We have been talking about you for some time, and your mother and father wrote me recently, saying they felt this would be a good time to let you know about all of this. And so, my purpose in writing you this letter is to see if you would be willing to begin a courtship relationship with the goal of marriage in mind, should the Lord so direct us." Kelsey's immediate response was to get alone and pray. She had my letter, the Ukrainian phrasebook, and a stack of missionary newsletters that I had written over the past 2.5 years. As Kelsey prayed, the rest of us held our breaths and waited. Happily, we did not have to wait long. A few hours later, I received Kelsey's response, in which she excitedly agreed to begin a relationship.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from In Search of a Helpmeet. As always, remember to check out the current specials on our audiobooks and more.